Oh, hello there. I hope you're sitting on your throne in your castle right now, or what others refer to as the toilet in your house, as you listen to this podcast about the total home experience, where we discuss how to make every home more easy, effortless, and enjoyable to live in. I'm JP Taxman, founder of Relief Key, and will be the voice in your head for the next 10 minutes to an hour. Let's get after it, shall we?
Welcome to the total home experience.
I have a personal vendetta against refrigerators where the freezer is on the top. It drives me insane. And this is one of those things where a product got invented years ago, and that's just how it had to be built, I'm assuming, because I think it was even called like a freezer box or something. And it was the big new thing. So they put it on the top, and maybe that's how it had to function because of the way the engineering worked and to make the coolants function properly, that it had to go on the top. But then they decided to keep making them that way when technology is advanced and still might be slightly cheaper, but god damn, they're so annoying. Because you're in and out of the refrigerator all day, every day, and you have to bend over to get anything when the refrigerator part's on the bottom and the freezer's on the top. And it just drives me insane, and every apartment complex has that style refrigerator. I don't know why. Just buy cheap ones that have the freezer and refrigerator next door to each other. You get more space. I mean, personally, I don't even need a freezer. I barely ever use it. But I just want to not have to bend over for once when I get something out of the refrigerator. Always buy refrigerators with, I personally think the drawer refrigerators with, or the drawer freezer, with the double door refrigerators are the best because you get that much extra refrigerator space, which we all need, let's be honest. Maybe except for me, but even I can use it because I want to stock my refrigerator with drinks for people and then just have the little area for the small amount of food I put in there. And most families need as much extra refrigerator space as possible. Freezer too, but the drawer system just works better. You can pile more in there. It doesn't, fall out when you open it up, and then you just get that extra refrigerator space, and you get an extra door of refrigerator storage. And there are some great refrigerators on the market right now, just with the door part that opens up so you can get into it, which I don't understand. Having the door that opens that you can get just into the door, shelves. I don't understand that because that motion isn't any different than just opening the door up. I think maybe that would be better if it was like you like slid it up, or it just became not transparent, but it just like dissolved away and you could reach through it. Like then maybe we're getting somewhere, but you're opening up a door either way. And then you got to like deal with like, how does the latch work? What do you have to press a button to open the front part and not the back part? So I just think that part's a little gimmicky. Cause either way, the door's opening. So you might as well just open a bigger door than a skinnier one. I don't know. But again, you have smart refrigerators, you have all these other amazing features. Some are putting even like dividers in them that you can sort out and get at least a little bit more separation within drawers in the refrigerator. It's pretty limited the way they do it, but I mean, that's better than nothing, right? Having the ability to organize and sort some way is, you think they would put a little bit more thought into that for their customers. And they do, I mean, along to adjust shelves and kind of move some of these things. Over the years, seeing those features come has been pretty cool. But I think there's still a little bit more that can be done. And there's a lot we can do ourselves to make it better and build our own organizers to fit into the refrigerator properly. Like I have just a box that I've made out of cardboard. I'm going to make it out of MDF now, that since I use it literally every day and it's disintegrating now, but it was a prototype and I like it. And now I know kind of where the inefficiencies are in it and how I need to make it a little bit more adaptable. But then I just pull that whole thing out and has all my food and I'm good to go. And having some of these things like that can add to the functionality of the refrigerator, or again, just adding some of the containers, that the clear plastic containers that you can sort food in, are great. I know one of my clients loves using those. She even got some that they're only like a couple bucks too. They're for the milk and orange juice, and that saves up so much space than having the big the gallons and whatnot. It just looks way better. And then she uses this erasable pen that's for wine glasses, and it's just gold, and she just writes on what it is and the date that it was put in there. Really good stuff, honestly. But that's my vendetta against refrigerators. I really, if I could snap my fingers like Theranos and have anything just disappear throughout the universe, it would be refrigerators that have the freezer on the top. Other than that, subscribe to the podcast. That helps me grow it. I'm releasing these every day. I'm going for a year of every day releasing a podcast, and it's starting to get tough. I'm kind of in the habit of it now. Now my brain's gotten to the point though where it's like, all right, let's go record a podcast when I get up. But doing this every day for a year seems like so much. That's so far away, and I think I'm only like 2 weeks in. Well, here we go. Anyhow, check out the blog and the website, www.reliefkey.co, and I'll link some of those refrigerator organizers in the show notes. And other than that, I will see you tomorrow.